Hello and welcome to another episode of Locked Down, Knocked Up, the parenting podcast for parents who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing. Now, before you worry and think Gemma sounds like she's breathing quite heavily.
Yeah, like Darth Vader over it.
We've got a special little guest on the podcast, our first ever guest.
It's Bonnie Layla Howard. She's here.
Little baby Bonnie has actually joined us, and Gemma is currently nursing her as we speak.
She's on my left boob. And I've always got them out at the moment as well, so it's a treat for everybody.
Yeah, it's a shame we're not doing like a vodcast, otherwise this might go viral, but it's
audio. It can happen. If it's what the people want, I'm happy to give them what the people want.
Right. So, little Bonnie is there, which is obviously amazing, and she's the love of our lives. However, and she must have got her programming genes from her mother, because it has messed up our episode schedule. Spoiler alert for next week's episode.
Yeah.
The birth, it's fair to say it wasn't a walk in the park.
Understatement of the year, I'm going to say. Yeah. It was tricky.
It was tricky and long.
And long.
And arduous. But I got through it and I'm here to do a podcast.
Oh, wow. Oh my word. I could really. If this baby wasn't on me right now, you'd be getting a black eye.
So here's what we're going to do is, luckily, before Bonnie was born, we kind of knew this would happen. So we were kind of recording a few episodes in advance. We had some stuff in the can. So we've got enough for this episode. And then next week, we will tell all.
Yes, we'll tell you the full birth story. Every grisly detail of it is coming your way next week. I'm holding nothing back from this. It's going to be great.
Again, it's lucky it's not a vodcast. Otherwise, no one would be downloading.
Get
that.
Ready.
Is Bonnie all right there? She still seems very breathy.
Yeah, do you know, she's a real mouth breather, isn't she, this one?
Yeah,
I think
she's
about finished an old lefty, so I'm going to shove her on the right one. Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix and a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy, now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.
Bit of a busy week for us, hasn't it?
It has. We have had, it's like the cavalry has arrived. It's like all the baby stuff, all the baby paraphernalia has been dropped on us in one big... Can you remember the Gadget Show where they used to do a weekly thing and it was like you can win all of this stuff?
The Gadget Show? I'm not sure I ever watched the Gadget Show. Well, you're out on your own with this one.
Well, it's like that. They basically just drop a load of things around. That seems to be what's happened, except we haven't won it. We've had to pay through
it's
the nose
quite expensive, yeah.
For all of it. Yeah, exactly.
Every time I've sat down, actually, the doorbell's gone. I've had to roll up. And there's been like a good sort of 5 cardboard boxes piled up outside the door.
Well, what did we have? We had the pram arrived. We had the car seat has come. We've got a baby changing unit arriving.
Vibrating baby bouncer.
We got a vibrating baby bouncer from Ann Summers. That's not true.
That's definitely not. How would that even work?
What else did we get? We got some other things as well.
I don't know. You've lost me now. I'm thinking about what.
Well, we got the cot. The cot arrived.
The cot.
And then we had
the clothes. My mum sent a massive box of clothes that came in a huge cardboard box as well.
That was it. That was a lot of clothes. But then we were a bit cheeky with that because we read somewhere that you can't give babies brand new clothes. They basically have to be washed.
Yeah, you did in non-bio as well, which isn't the kind of washing powder that we've got. So it's another layer to it. Apparently, it's because anything in like plastic or anything anyone might have touched, bad for the baby's skin.
So it's like, so what if my hand touches, you know, a baby, whatever it is called, a baby snuggie or whatever they're called. It's not
baby
like
snuggie.
It's not like, I think he's a rapper we play on Capital. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's like Chernobyl or something where it's like, you know, if you just touched it, it's been exposed to radiation.
Thing is, I don't even think this is like a COVID thing at the moment. I think this apparently is an anything thing that you've had to do the whole way through. But I mean, I've never heard of it before.
I'll tell you what. The more I found out about this baby, the more... Such a diva, honestly.
Which is why, and we're not proud of this, are we?
Well, speak for yourself. I'm absolutely delighted with, with how this turned out.
We may have sent it back to my mum for her to wash it all.
Yes.
That is so... I've just said that out loud. That's so ungrateful, Rob. That's
well,
awful.
Yeah. It was in the same... It literally came in a cardboard box, didn't it? We opened it, went, that is a lovely gift. Closed the box, sent it back, now wash it.
That's not even the worst thing. You, and this was you.
Hang on a minute. You stood by and let this happen.
I said, no, don't. I mean, it didn't take me long to change my mind. But you also put in the other bits that we've bought for as well that's all still in its packet. it, well, and she's washing that too.
There's still a good third of the box left to fill, so we thought, here we go, let's whack some of those in.
Really get our money's worth out of it.
She's already putting on a couple of loads. What's an extra couple more?
That's awful, isn't it?
She was saying she hasn't got anything to do in lockdown.
Yeah, but she was saying she felt a bit disconnected from everything, so you thought, you know, what a better way to do it than slave labour.
She said she wanted a more active role in the birth of her granddaughter.
So and she's given the laundrette.
Yeah, which is a role. She didn't ask for a glamorous role. She wanted a role.
You know what? Bless her as well. She's been sending me photos like we're judging what she's doing. Did I show you the video? She's got all the socks aligned up on one. She said, you know, is this okay? All the whites are now washed separately.
See, I'm not happy about this because it's a bit like we're watching Boardwalk Empire. And do you know, like the help isn't meant to speak to the to the owners.
Have you just called my mum the help? Yeah. I know what you mean though, actually. Yeah. Just get on with it, Linda. We don't want your input.
Thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, send it back.
When are they arriving? So that was good. But what else has been happening? Oh, yeah, well, so everything's arrived and there's just not a lot of room for it because our flat's not massive and it's a lot of stuff. It's big stuff as well, isn't it?
Yeah, who knew that? But everything to do with the baby is absolutely massive.
It is.
Like that bottle sanitizer thing that's arrived is absolutely huge. So we've had to put that on the kitchen work surface. My biggest worry with this, something's got to go. We're going to have to sacrifice something on the kitchen side so we can keep that blinking bottle.
Oh, right. So, so what's on the agenda to go at the moment?
Well, I've been giving this some serious thought. We've got the coffee maker on there. That can't go. That's literally... That was the only thing I asked when we got married from anybody. I've wanted one my whole life.
Well, you asked quite a lot of me, I'd say.
No, please. I get more joy out of the coffee maker than you.
Hang on.
Flipping us for 10 of them.
A lifetime of fidelity and monogamy.
Oh,
I wish it had just been the coffee maker.
You know, it's been 2 years. You can crack on.
I'd rather
have a decent cappuccino. Forget you. So anyway, that, I think, has got to stay.
Yeah. So I suppose what are the other options? Microwave, but we use that for a lot of our cuisine.
Rob, what would we eat if we didn't have a microwave? Every meal you cook, you involve the microwave.
Does a baby really need sterile bottles? Isn't this meant to be good for their immune system?
Hell, that's a good point. I did hear that if, you know, introduce them to germs earlier.
Exactly.
Then you get them stronger.
Yeah. If her immune system does, you know, she starts feeling a little bit ill. Mm. Lovely little espresso. That'll perk her right up. We're back in the game. So we're sorting that out at the moment. So that is a bit of a
pain.
Bit of a pain doing that. The other issue we had this week is Gemma has started having horrendous nosebleeds.
Well, that's a new one, isn't it? I have never had nosebleeds in my entire life. And we came in from a walk the other day and my nose literally exploded, didn't it? I mean, I've never seen that much blood in a bathroom before. It was like a scene from Dexter.
The last time I saw that much blood in a bathroom was the shower scene in Scarface. And that involved a chainsaw.
in the same effect, it was thrown all up the sides and all up the shower curtain as well.
It was hideous.
It was really weird, though, because I was in the bathroom and I literally couldn't stop it. I was doing everything they tell you to do, pinch your nose, lean forwards, and it just kept coming.
Don't they say lean back, not lean forwards?
Fallacy. I googled it. Apparently lean back, it goes right down your throat, which it was doing.
Okay.
So, and then I had, like, there was a pack of tampons in there, super plus, right? And anyone who knows, they're as big as it gets.
Yeah.
When I shoved one of them up and it filled up.
And it filled up a super plus.
In about a minute and a half.
Oh, man.
That was when I shouted you.
Well, yeah, from my end, Gemma was like, oh, I'm having a bit of a nosebleed. And I was like, On the pregnancy scale of, you know, medical issues that you think, do I need to get up over the sofa? It's like a watershed. So on the far end, you've got like, my waters are broken. At the front end, you've got like indigestion. I would place nosebleed sort of firmly in the, I will sort of shout my support from the sofa, but I'm not getting up and getting involved.
Are you kidding me? So loss of blood doesn't really fit.
It's a little nosebleed.
Well, because you're quite squeamish, I think. So I noticed it took you a while to come in, but I thought you just didn't want to look because you take me for serious.
Laziness.
And now I know that you've got a scale, so I'll be bearing that one in mind for next time. Rob, my waters have broke. Every time.
It's coming, you've stubbed your toe.
Yeah.
But that was quite terrifying because it went on for about 10 minutes, didn't it? And we were like, Googling at what point do you have to, like, you know, go to A&E? At what point do you call an ambulance? What happens if this doesn't stop?
Well, my favourite bit was, like, quite a lot of it had come out. I started thinking, I'm getting a bit lightheaded here. It's just the sight of blood makes you feel. And it was when you arrived with a singular ice cube.
Yep.
and told me to put that in my mouth.
That's what the forum said. NHS Direct said, put an ice cube in your mouth.
So he popped that in my mouth, which was full of blood, and then just made me choke as well. So then I was sat on the floor choking on a bloody ice cube. Call 111.
As you can imagine, at this point, Gemma now looks like she's coughing up blood. It looked like something out of The Walking Dead.
It was horrific.
It was terrifying.
Did you call 111? Because we set you off to do it, didn't you?
Well, I did. I did start, and then you said it was getting a bit better. And then they said the waiting time is about 17 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just thought, here we go.
He hung up.
I can be back on the sofa in if I just pretend they're busy.
And you did. Yeah. And you did. It's the theme of the pod. Could break from changing nappies to changes to your pod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours, we'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod.
Yes, it is time for the theme of the week, which is the due date. We're pretty much here, aren't we, Gem? It's this week you are due.
Getting down to D-Day.
So the theme is like, it's the quiet before the storm.
This is the scary bit.
It's the get into the hospital bit, this the theme.
We've got our hospital bag kind of ready to go at the door, which you meant to do.
Yeah.
And now we're just on watch for, well, signs of labour.
So I still don't really understand how this works. So we basically just have to sit and go about our normal lives, and then stuff starts happening. And when that happens, we go, right, it's baby time.
Yeah, I always thought, because I think I've watched too much TV, I always thought that when it starts, the first thing to go, your water breaks.
Straight to hospital. Baby time.
Doesn't happen like that.
No.
No, it happens really slowly over days. Stage one labour, my friend.
Okay, so we're going to come on to that in a little bit, but we've got a bit of a predicament first, haven't we? Because we don't own a car, because we live in London, so we just never... Well, we live in Watford, but near enough London that we never used
it. Yeah, wouldn't need it.
So my plan is, knowing now that it's not just water break straight to hospital, my plan was, when we enter phase one, to try and, in time, hire a car. Which we both agreed on, but saying it out loud sounds absolutely mental.
I was literally just going to say that. That made sense in our heads, but were you going to find the time to quickly get into town, go through the form filling and get back into... I don't think I'm going to be able to let you go.
You also know me. I like to check there's the best deal on the market as well. So I'll be there spending an hour on kayak.com or whatever it is, comparing deals.
And then you'll come back.
Oh, Gemma, I can get 50% off a hatchback if I book in the next two hours.
Yeah, come back with the cheapest, most inappropriate car. But it was such a flipping deal. Can't get the baby in it.
So that's kind of the plan. But we're waiting on this stage one thing. So
shall I tell you how it starts?
Yeah.
Tightening around the tummy, which is unmistakable. I have no idea what that means as of yet.
Unmistakable.
Obviously. But then you just get period pains by the sound of it that can last up to 3 days.
What, one solid period pain?
No, not like one giant one.
What, you're just there for... No!
And there's nothing you like more than when any girl on a period is a joy to be around as well, which, you know, imagine 3 days of that.
The neighbours are knocking on the door going, we know, but this 72 hours she's been screaming for.
Sorry, Kim, noisy neighbours.
Okay, so the next question is... Because you've done more research on this than I have.
By that, you mean some research. You're absolutely none.
So where does the water breaking come into it? Because as you say, that is a cliched baby's coming.
Yeah. Apparently, it could happen at any point. It can happen right up at the moment you push. They have to do it for you. So there's no set time. Everybody's different.
So we could have to go in and they haven't broken at all.
No.
Bearing in mind our backup plan for the car is to get an Uber.
Yeah.
We'd be losing our, what is it, £80 soiling fine.
You know what we'd have to do? And would we be able to? I'd have to just sit in a bin bag. Maybe not tell him and then try not react to contractions. Because
right.
He wouldn't take us. An Uber would not. If you said to an Uber, my wife's in labour,
yeah,
and waters could break at any minute, it'd be like, your 5 stars aren't worth anything for me, pal. Forget
particularly
it.
If we get in with like a load of newspaper and we're just putting it down.
Don't mind us.
Bit of sawdust. She just loves the smell.
So yeah, I think I'd have to go in some waterproofs.
Okay.
Just in case.
So is there any more advice from that other than we just sat here, we're waiting. At some point, you're going to have strong period pains, tightening of the tummy, and it's going to last for up to 3 days before we have to go into hospital.
No, that's all we know. And the thing as well, because I think you've got to be a certain, they call it dilated. So you've got to be you've got to look like you're ready down there to get going before they'll
Please
actually
tell
have
me
you
I
in.
Don't have to check that.
I think you're going to have to, because how am I going to know?
How do I?
Rob, I can't even see to shave.
That's true.
How am I going
to? Am I going to have to go? Is it? Do you know the old miners where they go with like a torch and a canary? Hello, hello, hello.
Not taking a canary anywhere near there. Thank you very much. I think that's going to be your job, and you're going to have to time the contractions as well. You're going to have to actually put a shift in here, pal. You have to do something.
So you have to make that call yourself.
Yeah, I think it comes down to how fast the contractions are. So if they're like 3 minutes apart and go on for 90 seconds. That you're timing them,
right?
Then we make the call.
Okay.
Or if you have a look and you know, you think you can see anything?
The canary's like dead.
Get your canary away from me.
So what happens? So you then, if you go in and it's too early, do you get sent back home?
Yeah, they send you away. There's no
indefinitely. So you could just keep going backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
And...
Please, for God's sake, this time let me in.
Like, yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. My friend Laura, by the end of it, they sent her away four times and she left it just that little bit too long. So by the end, she had to go in a blue ambulance, didn't get to have any of the sweet, sweet drugs.
Yeah.
Because she'd left it too late and just had to deliver the baby in essentially the foyer part.
Oh, really?
Of the delivery suite, yeah.
Because they'd sent her away that many times.
Yeah, and she just panicked and left it that bit too long.
Was she just there pushing in the reception like, do you believe me now? Am I dilated enough now? I'm in a baby!
Locked down, locked up. Locked down, locked up.
Actually, very quickly, just go off on a tangent on dilating.
No, okay. What's that going to be?
It reminds me of a nightmare I had on the radio, where we were having Selena Gomez in on the show to interview. And I don't think we had anything to do. It's one of those where the PR company said, you can't say X, Y, Z. So we didn't have anything. So our producer said, can you do a link on the show today saying, we've got Selena Gomez on the show. Send us in your dating dilemmas, right? And she will answer them the next day. So I went to air to do it and went, so we've got Selena Gomez on the show and we want you to send in your dilating dilemmas.
Oh no! Just what the poor girl wants to hear. Better manager love that.
As if we would have Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriend and just go into a... Right, we got Debbie here, who says she is 2 centimetres dilated. Selena, what
Should
do you make of that?
Should she push?
I have no idea.
Guys, I don't know.
Okay, well, we've built a whole feature around this, Selena, so can you just lie?
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
Yes, so that was how we found it. Right now, though, it is time for your stories. Remember, you can always send us these in at Radio Rob Howard or at Radio Gem Hill, or you can hit us up on email. We are knockeduppod@secretrex.com.
This one's from Lucy. Guys, we were at home. I'd been in early labour for 15 hours.
15 hours.
Wow.
That's like a full... like working waking day, isn't it? It's like you get 8 hours sleep, wake up, 15 hours of labour.
That's like 3 marathons, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, my husband tried to call the hospital to see if we should go in, but instead he accidentally called the last number he dialed.
Easily done.
Babe station.
Yeah. To be fair, they would have entertained it because they want to keep you on the line for as long as possible. That's how they make the money.
No, it wasn't Babe station.
So he called up, what, Bella Italia to inform them his wife was having extended labour pains.
Was in layer. Apparently he had a full conversation about the contractions for 5 minutes with the restaurant owner. With Laura screaming in the background.
What was the restaurant owner offering advice, or was he just sort of politely going along with it, thinking, I don't want to interrupt him here, the customer is always right.
Would you like dough balls with that?
Yeah, that's good. So what did you do? Presumably then just hung up and then just called the hospital and it was fine.
Yeah, and I hope he rebooked at the restaurant as well, poor guy.
Just, otherwise
he's
just sort of blue-balling him, isn't it? Yeah. I thought he had a sale. This came in from Susan, who says... My husband is ex-army, so meticulously planned everything down to the minute detail and even had a to-the-minute plan for how we'd get to the hospital.
That sounds horrendous.
Bag, journey times to and from hospital, everything was planned within an inch of its life. However, it was only the day before our due date the plan fell apart, as he'd forgotten his posy coupe car was only a two-seater. So he couldn't get all of us back from the hospital.
What? So Sergeant Major has a little hairdresser's car, does he? And he couldn't get his kid home.
A little cheeky Audi TT, I guess. But I wish that had happened. I wish it had gone through, and then it was just them stood there with the baby seat in the car park.
What would they do? I mean, he'd have to march the baby home. Yeah. Left, right, left, right, left, right. It's your problem, pal.
Lockdown, not up. Lockdown, not up.
So a thing that happened this week, my friends threw me a baby shower on Zoom.
Yes.
And I had a stripper.
A stripper over Zoom.
A male stripper appeared for 15 minutes, which is actually a surprisingly long time.
That is a long lap dance.
To dance, isn't it?
Did that? I'm surprised your Zoom meeting didn't time out.
Well, everyone was so excited. I was the only one that didn't know about it. And at the end, we all had to put ourselves on mute, and then Pony started playing.
Oh,
and
no.
And he popped up in a policeman's outfit.
How does that work, though? Does it have to be like, do you know when someone enters the meeting? Did he have to put a request in and it's like...
PC Goodbody.
Yeah, exactly. He's requesting to join the Zoom meeting.
Do you know what? He probably must have had to do that, but I didn't see that bit. I just saw him pop up in full policeman's uniform and ask who here had been naughty and got themselves pregnant.
Oh, God. So how many people are on this call? What kind of Zoom setup did you do? Is it the grid where you can see everybody and it's just like 90% of it is just sort of, you know, I'm trying not to say middle-aged.
You're thinking middle-aged?
I'm trying to say middle-aged. You and your cougar mates. And then he just pops up in the top corner.
Well, he was in the middle, actually. And to be fair, I'd defend them, but they were horrendously cougar-like. One of the girls, Shelley, was shouting, "Get them off," before the lad had even started unbuttoning his top.
Now, bearing in mind as well, this is happening. Shelley is presumably in her family home.
Oh, yeah, she's got a little boy downstairs.
So coming out of the spare room is mum screaming, "Get them off." Good Lord.
Honestly, it was completely shameful.
So what's a stripper over Zoom like? How does that work?
Well, he asked us to mute ourselves. Then he hit play on his little hi-fi.
Yeah.
And then he was straight away unbuttoning his top. He got his baby oil, which he was straight arming all down the front of him.
Oh, wow.
Did the whole seductive routine.
Did you have any, because obviously it's over Zoom, were there any connectivity issues or anything? Do you know, like when the broadband goes down? Did he have to shout to someone to turn the router back on and off?
Well, at the end, the big reveal that he built everybody up for.
The big full Monty bit.
The final moment.
Oh, no.
And his screen buffered.
Oh, no. What? Like the bandwidth went?
Completely. He was just stalled there with his little policeman's helmet over his modesty.
Oh,
and that was all anybody saw. He never got going again after that.
I bet the cougars on the Zoom call were absolutely furious.
They were fuming.
They were baying for flesh.
I was ashamed of them. They were all coming off mute and shouting, "Can anybody see anything? Guys, has anyone got visual? It's stalled. My stuff." I mean, he can hear us. Like, this is the first time you've ever seen...
Also, they're on the internet. If you're that desperate for male nudity, like, the internet has got you covered. Just open up Google Images.
Oh, God.
Just do that.
Can you imagine? The most awkward bit, though, was at the end. He'd finished.
Yeah.
He was just sat down to log off, was going to go. And then one of the girls started making small talk with him.
Oh, God.
Asking him questions about his life.
So what was she saying?
"Have you always done this, Phil? What were you doing before the pandemic?" And he was...
Oh, don't bring the pandemic into it.
And he was awkwardly answering her, because I think this was obviously just a sideline.
Yeah.
Then she asked him, "Have you got a family?" All of us were like, "Shelley,
shut up.
What are you doing? You never humanised the stripper."
What? That's basic.
Exactly.
And did he have a family?
Yes, he did.
Oh, God. So hang on a minute. So he's a family man who's stripping. Presumably he's in the spare room.
In the spare room.
What would have happened if, do you know, like on the Sky News things where like one of the kids had walked in? Can you imagine?
And the daddy is working here.
Get out now, Jacob.
As he's grinding away.
Never interrupt me when you hear Genuine.
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
So here's a conversation we've got to have.
Right.
The birth plan.
Okay.
How we want to have the baby.
Well, just the normal way, I imagine. Go to hospital and have a baby? What do you mean?
Well, I thought that, but we've got two options. So we can either have a water birth.
Yes.
Or we can have a land birth.
A land birth? Yeah. What does that mean? That sounds like a sort of, like an animal, like a David Attenborough thing, doesn't it?
That's what they call
it. A land birth.
Yeah.
That makes it sound like humans are sort of semi-aquatic and you have to make a decision. In the same way I imagine like a hippo lives partly in the water, partly in the land, goes, where shall I have this baby? Is that our choice?
Well, yeah. And actually...
I have just compared you to a hippo
there. I was just going to say. Actually, I was thinking, is he calling me a hippo as it was coming out of your mouth as well? To be fair, I feel like the hippo would probably make less fuss. You see those in the documentary.
Yeah, they just get on with it.
Have the baby. It will not be like that with me.
Well, and maybe I'll just remind you while you're there in the middle of it, I'll just be saying, think of the hippo. Be like the hippo.
Oh, God.
What would the hippo do?
Do you know what? I would love that. If I'm in the throes of labour, to see the midwife's reaction as
if
you
I'm calling
call
you
me
a hippo.
To hippo. That would be great.
Right, okay, so we've got land birth or water birth. Mm. So, land birth, I'm guessing, is that in a hospital bed?
Yeah, so the difference is you get to have all of the drugs in the land birth. So,
okay, what do you mean?
Straight in there,
what,
straight
like,
on the gas.
Like super hands on Peep Show.
Sweet, sweet crack. No. You have to start with a gasener.
Okay.
And then after that, they give you pethidine.
Yes.
Which is good stuff. And then after that...
Pethidine? What's that? That sounds like it's Mike Tyson trying to say pethidine.
What? With his lisp?
Yeah.
Can't
Sorry.
Do it.
Pethidine.
What are you talking about?
So what? You just have that. You have pethidine.
Yeah, Mike Tyson also, won't be there.
And then you also have...
the big hitter. So you get to have the epidural. And that's the difference. Because if you have a water birth,
yeah,
you can have the other two, but you can't have the epidural.
So with that in mind, why would you ever go for the water birth if you can't have the epidural? Because the epidural sounds like the answer to all of the problems.
Well, before, you know what? Before I spoke to the midwife, I was leaning that way. But I'm now actually thinking we go for the water birth.
Right.
Because it just sounds such a lovely experience.
Okay.
It's like a little bit hippie-esque. We get a whole, you know, the hot tub type thing. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, okay.
Set to 37 degrees.
Lovely.
Potentially might have bubbles. Not sure. Does have speakers so you can play your own playlist.
It sounds like a sort of like 50 Cent setup. Well, do you have bikini girls and popping bottles as well?
That's the only problem. I'm the bikini girl.
Oh, right.
And the something
hippo.
Else I'm popping. Yeah. And the other thing is you get to be more of a part of it because they encourage the dad to bring his trunks and get in as well.
Oh, God. So what am I doing in there? Am I just stood... You know, up to the waist, just watching it happen. I sound like I'm just going to be third wheeling.
No, you've actually got a big part to play. So the dad is, you sit behind me and then you have to give me little massages and back rubs and basically encouragement.
That just sounds a bit like, do you know in Free Willy where they're transporting her on the truck? And they have to, someone has to sit in the back with her and rub her and pour water on her and that kind of thing. I'm just going to feel like that.
Right.
This is not going to be like a nice romantic moment that we shared together, is it?
You're on such thin ice at the moment. I swear earlier that you compared me to a hippo birthing and now you're calling me Free Willy. And it's not meant to be a romantic moment. This isn't, you know, me and you in a Miami sunset or on a flipping spa weekend. This is the moment of birth.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know?
I'm not sure. I just feel a bit weird being stood there in my trunks.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's going to be looking at you. You're going to be the main attraction.
No, but just with a stranger. I don't know. The whole thing just sounds a bit uncomfortable. I'm now leaning back towards the bed birth where I know my place. I sit at the side of the bed. I hold your hand. I know what I'm doing. I can still check my fantasy football team with the other hand.
Well, this is now making me definitely want the water birth. Even well, without the epidural, just to make you feel as uncomfortable as I can possibly get you to feel.
Okay. All right. Well, it's probably about 50-50 at the moment.
One of the things is that I think is going to be a huge stumbling block for you.
Okay.
The water birth is definitely the most gross.
Why?
Well,
bearing in mind I've seen one born every minute and the land birth... It's not exactly, you know, the easiest on the eye.
You don't like it. Well, the water birth, everything happens in the water. So when you're giving birth, obviously you're not really in control of everything. You're just pushing.
Okay.
And it's not just a baby that comes out. I mean, I'm telling you this like that's the first time that you've heard it, but
I am aware of this.
It
yes.
can get really messy.
Yeah.
And on the land birth, the midwife, they do their best to deal with that so that you know, I get to keep my dignity a little bit. You don't have to see it and pass out and cause a big fuss.
Yeah.
In the water, there is no getting away from it.
It's just in there with you.
You get a little fishing net, which I'm sure you could be in charge of. If you want.
God. Is that what that little fishing net thing is for?
Yeah.
And yeah, I just clean up after you with that.
Well, the midwife will do it unless you know.
Yes,
want
definitely.
To. But are you thinking, how's the thinking about getting in there with me going?
What's making it even less, obviously, if I'm just in there, sort of having to do, what was it, like hook a duck kind of thing?
But you don't want the prize.
Who is it who does fishing on Channel 5?
Oh, Robson Green.
It's like Robson Green under duress. Not just fishing.
Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, Gemma.
You can hold it up like they do on Tinder.
With the catch of the day.
Yeah.
Do they have that in the Waterbirth suite? Do they have like a little hall of fame?
Can you imagine if they did?
Oh, God. So I'd have to, that would be going on as well.
Yeah, and this is bad, you know, but I thought I'd be really against it because I wouldn't like the idea of, you know, the humiliation for myself.
Yeah.
But I actually think this could be a real pull for me, just watching you squirm.
So that, my uncomfortableness and the joy it would give you, that is on the par with missing out the epidural.
Mm.
As I'm there floundering around with my little net, cleaning up after you.
Yeah, your pain, maybe, I think I would like to see. I could put my own aside for that glorious moment.
Right, well, thank you very much for that.
Just make sure you keep your mouth closed at all time, won't you?
Why?
You have to. Just don't.
That's
bob
not
your
an
head
actual
under the one.
Yes. Guidance they give you, is it?
Yeah, it is, Rob. They say, have you never seen Kevin and Perry Go Large? Do you not remember the
no.
scene in them?
I honestly don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just keep your mouth closed, okay? The nurses will
what
tell you.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You have to be careful. Don't be oohing and aahing. Just keep your mouth closed.
Lockdown, not up.
So there we go. No baby fail of the week, but I still thought a very strong episode.
Yeah, and baby fail of the week will be back next week along with the biggie. The birth story in all its glory.
So, look, if you would like to get in touch with us, you can DM us your baby fails of the week, that sort of thing. I'm on Instagram at Radio Rob Howard. We've already put some pictures of Bonnie up. We are already using her for likes.
She's adorable, though. You can get me as well at Radio Gemma Hill. Or if you don't want to do that, we've got an email address.
Yes, you can get us knockeduppod@secretrex.com. But that is pretty much it. This podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network. Can we get a little word from Bonnie before we go?
I'm just trying to get her to release my nipple and see if she'll make any noise.
That
Bonnie?
Sounds like a, didn't Dale Winton front an ITV2 show called Release the Nipple?
The nipple.
No, that was Bring on the Wall, wasn't it?
Bonnie, come on, no pressure, say something.
Come on, Bonnie, this is dead air. This is the first rule of broadcasting.
Come on. Show them what you got, Bon.
If she doesn't make a noise, people might think we're just making the baby up.
What, just to get a podcast?
We just need to, the whole thing was a lie. We just need some proof. Come on, Bonnie, a little noise.
You're showing us up, Bonnie, come on.
Oh! There she is. That gremlin-sounding noise.
That was terrifying.
It was our beautiful
she sounded
daughter.
Sounded distressed as well. Very good.
And she got out on a laugh as well. She stopped.
She knows.
Right, we will see you next week. We'll tell you everything.
All right, it's not your time
mate,
now.
Come
flipping
on.
Egg. Stealing. Daddy speaking.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix, had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
This way I know that it's mine.